58. Katie woke with a start, catapulted from her dreams by... what? She blinked, her eyes adjusting to the dimly lit room. It took her a moment to remember where she was. Then it all came flooding back. The living room in the big house. She must have fallen asleep on the sofa. What time was it? She checked her watch. 10:15 p.m. Hardly late, but it had been a long day. Gabe had told her he was going to the other wing to see Isabella. She had decided to stay here and finish her brandy before going to bed. The glass still sat half-drunk on the coffee table. She sat up and listened to the house settle. Something had woken her. A faint noise, a thud. She strained her ears. Any mother becomes attuned to the nocturnal noises of their children. She knows when they are sleeping peacefully, and she knows instinctively when something is wrong. Something was wrong. She heard it again. A creak of a floorboard. Faint. Stealthy. Someone was moving around. Not Gabe. His steps were heavier. This was a child. She stood up, padded out of the room, and up the huge staircase. The master was to her left, the bathroom at the end of the landing. She could see a thin yellow strip of light beneath the door. So maybe that was it. Maybe one of the children had just needed to use the toilet. Still something, instinct, told her she should check. She walked along the landing, fingers tracing the wall in the darkness until they found a light switch. She flicked it on and the landing flooded with pale yellow light. She reached the bathroom door and knocked gently.
Hello?
Silence. No reply. Not even the sound of water running. She knocked again, and then she pushed at the door. It was unlocked and swung open. She stepped inside. The bathroom was empty, but the mirror above the sink was split with a huge jagged crack, and the sink was smeared with bright red blood. Shit. She hurried back across the landing to the master bedroom, fear squeezing her heart. She could make out Sam straight away at the bottom of the bed, one leg poking out of the covers. Another curly blonde head poked out of the top. Katie padded across the room, up to the grand double, and gently pulled back the covers. Next to Gracie, just a faint dent in the pillow. Izzy was gone.